You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All right, I told you Monday, it's going to be Friday before you know it, and I don't know about you, but the week flew by for me, and here we are, Friday afternoon. Yeah, it's pretty hot out there and getting hotter, but it's that time of year. It's essentially summertime, although not officially in the calendar. We have a lot to talk about through the heat of the afternoon, and I'm glad you're with us. And special thanks to everybody who works out in the heat doing jobs that, you know, we'd rather not do, but we need them to do those jobs. So thank all of you who are jumping in and out of package trucks, delivering things, and those of you working in the heat. All right, reach over, crank it up. This is what you have been working for. Yeah, we really have a lot to get to this afternoon. Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer today. And he'll be joining me on the show throughout the show this afternoon. This is the weekend for Bayou Boogaloo. They're bringing back Bayou Boogaloo to the Bayou this weekend. Bayou St. John. Home festival, arts and crafts. And, you know, a lot of people enjoy Bayou Boogaloo on the water, Bayou St. John. They've got some, inflatable water crafts. I guess air mattresses and stuff like that. But when I've gone, I've just seen a lot of people on the water. And it looks like some people have actually just like made things to be on the water. So it's a fun thing. We'll talk about that this afternoon. It's going to be a little hot. So, I mean, it might be nice to be on the water. But, I mean, let's say you're on the water at Bayou St. John and you got hot. I mean, would you want to reach over there in the water and splash some of that water on your face? I mean, it's Bayou St. John. I mean, really? I mean, that would almost be like, Robert F. Kennedy, Health and Human Services Secretary, swimming in that polluted river with E. coli and fecal matter. Took his whole family last Sunday swimming. The Health and Human Services Secretary in a contaminated river in Washington, D.C. All right, so you've heard in the news with Chris Miller, 11 inmates have escaped from the Orleans Parish Prison. They found one on Royal Street. Yeah, that's really brilliant. You know, go to the French Quarter, go to Royal Street, just a really populated area. If you just escaped from Orleans Parish Prison, yeah, go to the French Quarter, go to Royal Street. Really smart move. I think they caught a couple of them, but some of them are still out there. Hey, I don't know whether you've noticed, but hasn't the price of eggs come down? That's good news. But Walmart says it's raising prices due to tariff costs, even after posting big first quarter sales. So, you know, here's where we get down to greed in America. So you've got a rich company like Walmart. They have big first quarter sales, profits. And because of maybe the tariffs, prices are going to tick up. Rather than absorb the cost themselves, rather than Walmart making less profits, they turn it over to the consumer. They put it on the consumer. So while I am all for capitalism, there is an element of greed here. And I mean, I get it to some degree, but it is greed. You know, these corporations make billions of dollars, and they can't absorb a little extra expense. They have to turn it right over to the consumer, make the consumer pay. You know, what if some corporations maybe, what if they made just a little bit less than the $1 billion revenue that they're already reporting? What if they made a little less than billions of dollars and they didn't put it on the consumer? I mean, that would really help out America. But again, I mean, you got to call it like you see it. And that's the deal. Yesterday, we talked about what the boss, Bruce Springsteen, said, opening up his European tour in London. And he condemned President Trump. He bashed President Trump. He criticized the administration, criticized the government, and said just he was not happy with the direction America was going in. But he was very rough. He was very harsh with his criticism of President Trump. Well, now President Trump says that he should keep his mouth shut. And the president says, I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country and speaks badly about the president of the United States. Never liked him, never liked his music, radical left, not a talented guy. You see, look, if you want to criticize Bruce Springsteen, Mr. Press, do that. But don't be so stupid as to say he's not a talented guy. I mean, even if you don't like his music, you cannot say that Bruce Springsteen is not talented. I mean, he's talented. And by all measures, of musical art, he's a talented guy. And he's been doing it for a very, very long time. So again, if you want to criticize him, criticize him. But don't say he's not a talented guy, because that just makes you sound stupid. So anyway, we'll go through all of what the president said about Bruce Springsteen coming up. And Kid Rock has figured out why America has a low birth rate. Have you heard this? Kid Rock. Now, Kid Rock is a conservative. He's also a big hypocrite. But Kid Rock has figured out why America has a low birth rate. And I'm going to quote here. He says, because, quote, no guy wants to sleep with ugly ass, broke, crazy liberal women. What's wrong with that statement? No guy wants to sleep with ugly ass, broke, crazy liberal women. Are there no conservative women to have sex with? Are there no conservative women to impregnate? Are all the women out there ugly ass, broke, crazy liberal women? Again, I mean, that's just stupidity. I mean, if you want to say that, you know, there are ugly ass, broke, crazy liberal women out there. Well, of course there are, but there are also ugly ass, broke, crazy conservative women out there. You can't bang some of those women. So anyway, yeah, you know what? We're going to talk about that later. All right. What is the optimal number of beers that you should drink in one sitting? It's the beginning of the weekend. I mean, this is vital information that you might need to know. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. A life-size statue of Melania Trump was ripped off its perch and stolen in her native Slovenia. They're looking for the life-size statue of Melania Trump. We'll talk about that. Boy, this is the definition of ego. The President of the United States says that Taylor Swift saying she doesn't like the president has caused her to not be hot anymore. He said she's not hot. And I don't think he's talking about her appearance. I think he's talking about the fact that she's not touring. So the president is taking credit for, you say you don't like me and people turn against you and you're not even hot anymore. You're not even an item anymore. Could it be that she finished like a several-year tour that came to an end, and that this happens to every single celebrity? Every celebrity ends tours. And after a tour, they don't tour right away. They take some time off. So you know, this is just a totally ego-driven comment that is nonsensical. And again, it comes from an egotistical standpoint to take credit for Taylor Swift not being in the news every day. Well, her tour's over. So anyway, that kind of interesting. All right. We have 8 subtle traits of people who have a low IQ. And I'm going to share those with you on the show today. 8 subtle traits of people who have a low IQ. And I can tell you that a lot of people who post on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram, a lot of people who call this show and text this show, some people who send me emails, they have just about all of these traits. Almost all of them. Maybe they're missing one or two. Some seem to have all 8. But there are definitely traits of people with low IQs. Now, somebody with a low IQ is never going to recognize that it's them because, you know, maybe they're not smart enough to recognize that it's them. But we're going to share this with you, and you are going to be able to take this information and go, okay, yeah, that person that I talked to, that person in my family, this person, that person, oh, yeah, they obviously have a low IQ. In fact, you might actually be able to apply this to a lot of people who are in the news every day. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We have a lot to get to this afternoon, but we're going to have fun. It's free for all Friday. There's always an irreverent, sarcastic side to our show, so we're going to apply that. We're going to have fun with that. And also, I want to tell you a little bit about my nephew, Luke, goes to a private school. It's a religious-based private school. And he's got a little problem with, he wants to grow his hair longer, and the school makes him cut his hair. I want to talk about that whole phenomenon of no long hair dress codes. You know, I dealt with that when I was in school. That was a different story because a different establishment was in charge then. I didn't like it. I understand that they didn't like it, and so they made us cut our hair. But it doesn't even mean, it doesn't even make sense today. But we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. All right. Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Scoot.
How are you?
I'm both anxious and fearful.
Anxious and fearful. Why are you anxious?
Because I want to see how many of these 8 traits that I might possess. Because I'll be honest, I'm not dumb, but I'm not the smartest guy either. So now I'm kind of anticipating this 8 traits list, and I want to see how many have applied to me. I figure if I could get less than 4, I'm good. But if I get more than 5, I might be one of those low IQ individuals.
All right, I'm gonna be honest with you. And if we talk about these traits, and I go, okay, this trait, okay, Coleman, that's you. If I see that it's you, I'll say it. But also, you may think, oh, that's me, and I might disagree with you. Say, no, Coleman, that's not you.
Okay, that's can't wait you. To see what happens.
All right. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, yep. You know, this LSU game tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to seeing if I left my AC on or not, because I'm not sure when I left the house today.
Yeah,
I didn't remember. Like, did I leave it on or have I not?
Do you like to turn it off?
Well, I like to when, you know, it's comfortable. But the way the sun's been acting lately, yeah. I'm not. I hope I left it on.
Does it take a long time for your place to cool off?
Yeah, about an hour.
About an hour?
If it gets to within the 80s and 90s and I get the AC on, then it takes a while to get back to the 70s.
Yeah, my apartment cools off pretty quickly. So I never turn it off. I'll turn it down. But, you know, it does save a lot of electricity to turn it off.
Well, I keep it on auto. So when it gets to a certain point, it automatically cuts back on.
All right, so what are you fearful about?
That if I didn't leave it on, I'm going to be uncomfortable for now. It's a first world problem. Don't get me wrong. Okay.
Well, is there a place that you can go nearby to have a beverage, a cool beverage, while you wait for it to cool off?
Yes, there is.
Okay, Paradise well, no problem. Problem solved. Problem solved.
Thanks, Scoot. All right. The advice.
You got a comment. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. 8 subtle traits of people who have low IQs. How much of this is going to apply to some who are listening? And many of you might have people in your lives, and you're going to think about these traits and go, yeah, oh boy, that's Uncle Henry. That sure is him. We got to talk about Trump telling Springsteen to keep his mouth shut, and we got to talk about what Kid Rock said about liberal women. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Wait, you're going to say this guy is not talented? That's ridiculous. All right. You don't like his music. That's okay. Not everybody likes everybody. So it's okay if you don't like his music. But you can't call him not talented. The president of the United States has told Bruce Springsteen to keep his mouth shut, and the president is really pissed that Springsteen mouthed off on foreign soil. We talked about this yesterday. Let me remind you what Bruce Springsteen said when he was opening his European tour for his latest tour, The Land of Hope and Hope and Dreams, and it's a song from a few years ago. Let me remind you of what he said, and then I'll tell you what the president said concerning what Springsteen said. Springsteen said on stage in front of a London audience, "The mighty E Street Band is here tonight to call upon the righteous power of art, of music, and rock and roll in dangerous times. In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years. Is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experiment to join us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom ring." Later in the concert, Springsteen talked about how the administration has abandoned the poor and that the leaders are sadistic. He said, quote, "In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now in my country. They're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those who struggle for their freedom. They are defunding American universities that won't bow down to their ideological demands." All right, that's what Springsteen said. So the president gets word of this, and he is not happy. The president said, quote, "I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the president of the United States. Never liked him. Never liked his music. He's a radical left. And importantly, he's not a talented guy. Just a pushy, obnoxious jerk who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst ever president who came close to destroying our country. If I wasn't elected, it would have been gone to Sleepy Joe, who didn't have a clue as to what he was doing. But Springsteen is as dumb as a rock and couldn't see what was going on. Or could he? Which is even worse. This dried up prune rocker, his skin all atrophied, ought to keep his mouth shut," all in caps, "until he gets back in the country. That's just standard fare. Then we'll see how far it goes for him." What do you think of the president's response? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Again, I know that the judgment of art and artists, music for example, I know that is subjective. And you could really technically say that in your opinion, somebody's not talented. You can have that opinion. But I think with conventional wisdom being what it is concerning somebody like Bruce Springsteen, I think you look really foolish to say that Bruce Springsteen has no talent. There are people that I don't care for, I don't like their music, but I recognize that they have talent. For example, I'm not into the opera, but operatic singers have a lot of talent, but I'm not into it. So I just think the president of the United States exposes himself as just an ego-driven, mean person when he has to go so far as to say that Bruce Springsteen has no talent. Because I think that's hard to sell. And that's hard to sell among a lot of people. It's hard to sell among a lot of Republicans and conservatives who the president believes are his people. And I just think it's hard to say that Bruce Springsteen has no talent. But I understand that he's pissed. You know, Bruce Springsteen made some really strong points against him and the administration. But to just, you know, well, here's another thing. You know, he calls him a prune rocker with atrophied skin. Okay, let's think about the president. He has perfect hair. And when his hair is not coiffed, it's quite thin underneath. If it's not coiffed a certain way, the president would appear to be balding. The president has, and not everybody is fortunate enough to have this, but the president is such a good-looking man that he has bags under his eyes. He has a droll mouth that rarely ever smiles. And again, these are all his attributes. He has a wrinkly chicken neck, turkey neck. He has wrinkles on his face, and his body is very rotund. He's a pudgy guy. And I guess that's the way he thinks everybody should look. Bruce Springsteen is in great shape. Bruce Springsteen in his 70s, in unbelievable shape. And so to call him a prune, I wonder if the president of the United States has a mirror. If you want to join us with a comment, and I didn't make appearance an issue here. The president of the United States did. If you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Frank, Long Island, you're on WWL. Hey, Frank.
Scoot. Boy, do I have something to tell you. You ready?
Yeah.
As you know, I've been going to New Orleans for over 20 years.
Yeah.
I found out yesterday one of my close, you can only count your close friends on one hand.
Yeah.
I met a guy about 19 years ago. We've been so close. I went through a divorce back in 2019. He was the first one there to be with me. He wanted me to move along. If I did, I would be a millionaire today because we bought a second bar. He worked with you in the 60s.
Who was that?
He hung out with your nephew, which I think he said recently passed away, which I'm sorry to hear that.
No, my nephew didn't pass away.
Oh, okay, okay. Maybe just lost contact with. That's good to hear. His name is Doug. His real name is William, but they call him Doug.
Yeah.
Doug Emmers. He owns the Spotted Cat in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I remember that name.
Okay. The funny thing he said to mention to you is, I know you're heavy into music and everything, but evidently, I might say this wrong, you produced the record, or you an employee, or you a co-worker produced the record, and you named the record or the production company or something, your last, and I can't say it, but your last name reversed.
No, that wasn't me. It had to be
that
somebody else.
You?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. But he said he works with you at the Crawfish?
No.
He mentioned you by name, Scoop.
Yeah, he must have me mistaken with somebody else. That's not me.
There but, goes you know, my funny antidote.
That can happen. You know, we mistake people. You know, hey, a long time ago, you know, we were all, drinking and, smoking oil.
Oh my God! Yeah, he's in his young 70s. I'm 70. He's in his young 70s.
Yeah,
and we talk about everything except for one topic. We do not get on the Trump topic.
Yeah,
but other than that, we share everything with each other. But I'm going to tell him he got me in trouble.
Tell him, yeah, tell him he's confused. But hey, tell him he's not the only one confused.
You take care of yourself.
All right, Frank in Long Island. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go to Nate in Metairie. Nate, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
I want to know if I remember about 2018, you were hawking on the air about Russia collusion, Donald Trump, Russia collusion, and that was proven to be a dossier that was fake and forged, bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton. And I want to know if you've apologized for leading your audience to believe that he was colluding with Russia.
No. And I won't, because what I did was I was only reporting the stories that were out there. It wasn't coming from me. These were not my thoughts. And I never said there was Russian collusion. I only reported the stories that said there was Russian collusion. So it was not me. It was a vicarious relating of the story. So I never actually said that on the air. But I talked about the stories that were out there.
Okay, fair enough. Do you know why I could never vote Democrat?
No,
this is why.
But I mean, I got a lot of reasons why I can't. In many cases, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to vote one way. So a lot of people felt like they had to vote for Trump, even though they didn't want to. So sometimes people are in that situation. Why can't you vote for a Democrat?
Because if I had two sons, and one had a strong work ethic, and one would rather play video games all day. And so my two sons were 20 years old. They were twins. And one son went and worked extra hard and took full overtime, worked 12 hours a day, and saved his money, bought himself an education, and spent 12 years paying for school to be a doctor. And he got himself into a tax bracket where he had to pay 40% of his income in taxes because he was making $250,000 because he didn't sit around.
Okay.
My other son wanted to work as least as possible so he could just flip burgers or just do the least amount of work as possible to where he got to go home and sit on the couch and play video games all day.
Okay.
Now, they both filed taxes. The lazy son, who only worked 4 hours a day, he got money back from the federal government. And my son, who worked 12 hours a day, he had to pay money.
Okay.
So it rewards laziness.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. Who has more money in the bank?
Who has more money in the bank?
Which son has more money in the bank? Forget about the refunds. Who has more money in the bank?
The son who works harder and applied himself would always have more money.
And how much responsibility as a parent do you hold in the lazy son not wanting to do anything?
He is the god of his life, and he can make a choice to be lazy.
Okay.
But if we set up a system where we reward laziness and you get to go to the federal government and get the hardworking man's tax dollars, and the Democrats say, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich,
it's
unconstitutional.
I agree with you. I talk about that all the time, Nate. I talk about that all the time. All the time.
I didn't realize that.
It's a shame that there are so many people who pick out certain things that I say and assume everything else, and they don't actually listen to what I say. I talk about this continuously. And I have more in common with Republican ideology than liberal ideology. And it comes out every day on this show for people who actually listen. But Nate, I appreciate the call and have a nice weekend. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. So this is what the president is saying to Bruce Springsteen. Telling him to shut his mouth after Springsteen said what he said, which we talked about yesterday and I mentioned just a little while ago. And the president calls Bruce Springsteen a prune with atrophied skin. Does the president not have a mirror? I mean, seriously. He used to be a tight, slim, good-looking playboy. He's become a Pillsbury Doughboy. I mean, this guy has no room to criticize anybody else. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, it's Free for All Friday. We are here at the weekend. It's a war of words between Bruce Springsteen and the president. Bruce Springsteen was very honest about his feelings toward the president of the United States as he opened his tour in London this week. And in fact, really, Springsteen did exactly what the Dixie Chicks did, now known as just the Chicks, but the Dixie Chicks at the beginning of the Gulf War. Natalie Maines spoke to a London audience and said that, you know, they were against the war. They're against all the violence. They said, we're with you, meaning the people of the UK. And they said that they're embarrassed that the president comes from Texas. And you know what happened to their career? It really temporarily ended. And some radio stations banned their music, and there was just a big boycott against the Dixie Chicks, and really they lost a lot in making those statements. Natalie Maines later apologized, and she said she meant to say that she supports the troops, but they are against the war. And you know, that's if you're against a war, you still got to be for the troops. But she didn't say that, and it was a big mistake. Is Bruce Springsteen going to suffer because of what he said about the president of the United States and what he said about the administration? I don't think so. And there are a lot of people who agree with him. And there are a lot of Republicans that agree with him. And we're seeing more and more every day. It seems like there are new Republican leaders who are coming forward and challenging the president of the United States. And before, nobody wanted to challenge him. But there are a lot of conservatives who are challenging him now. And the president said that Bruce Springsteen is a prune rocker with atrophied skin, and he is not a talented guy and dumb as a rock. All right, let's go to Vanderbilt and Cliff here on WWL. Hey, Cliff. Hello, Cliff. I don't know what happened to Cliff, but we'll check back with him. Let me share this text with you. It says, let's see, I had a text here a moment ago. Ian is off today, so Coleman is our studio producer. Coleman and I will be doing the text. This text says, Scoot, tell your caller that I have two grandsons that just want to play computer games all day and not work. And guess what? They're both Trump followers. Go figure. Yeah, there are a lot of conservatives that do exactly what the caller said that one of his sons did, and it's why he won't vote for liberals. But look, you know, I get it. I am for strict welfare reform. I am not for rewarding negative behavior. I am not for living off the government. But all these things that I say are not received by radical right-wing activists. These radical right-wingers and these radical MAGA supporters, they don't want to hear the fairness that I speak about. They don't want to hear my honesty. And what happens, though, is in America today, people want to define you as one way or the other. And it's confusing for people when you're not strictly one way or the other. So if you say one thing about certain things, well, then you're right. If you say something about something else, well, you're left. No, because most of us are kind of a mixture. You know, there are more moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats than there are hardcore right-wingers and hardcore left-wingers. And you combine independents with the moderate Democrats and the moderate Republicans, and those are the people who determine the outcome of elections. And those are the people that this show is for. Now, look, if right-wing radicals and if left-wing radicals want to listen and want to participate in the show, that's fine. But I'm not pandering to you. I'm not catering this show to you. There are many shows out there that pander to right-wing radicals. And so we don't do that because there's enough of that out there already. Plus, I have to be honest with my opinions. And so I'm honest about everything I say. And, you know, I find it really interesting. And this is just an example. I can be for a lot of conservative things, which I am, you know, welfare reform and not giving money to people who don't work and just, you know, rewarding, you know, positive behavior and being hard on criminals and having a strong military, less taxes, a smaller government. I'm for all of that. All of that is conservative. All of that is the epitome of conservative ideology. I'm for all of that. But if I say I support gay marriage, oh, well, boom, I'm a crazy liberal in the minds of a lot of people, even though I stand for all these other things. And that's really, really unfair. But what I find interesting today is that there are people who want you to be one way or the other. They want to be able to label you. They don't want to have to think. They want to just know what you are. And that's a tendency that a lot of people have. And it's not fair. Because a lot of people have, you know, differing views. And some people are conservative on some issues and some people are liberal on other issues. Think about smoking marijuana. I don't smoke, but I think pot should be legalized. I mean, I did a long time ago and I thought it was cool. I mean, I loved it. I smoked pot at one time in my life. I'm smoking pot every day. I'd get off the show. I was doing the morning show. Get off the show, get home and smoke pot, spark a dube. Did that all the time, every day. And there are Republicans who somehow think that means you're a liberal if you're for legalizing pot. I guarantee you, there are conservative Republicans listening to this show right now who smoke pot on a regular basis. So how is that a liberal issue? I mean, how does that make me liberal? So do you see how crazy it is? This is how crazy it all is. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504 866-870-1870. Bayou Boogaloo runs today through Sunday, Bayou St. John near Orleans Avenue. Entry is free for kids under 12, and festival goers are encouraged to bike, walk, and paddle in. Music, all kinds of activities out there. And it'll be a nice warm weekend to just hang out on the banks of Bayou St. John. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson passed away. Toxic shock syndrome was the reason he died. He was only 53 years old and really, you know, quite a genius in the world of puppetry. My favorite part of the Muppets were those two old guys in the balcony. You know, hey, yeah, what do you think of that? Yeah, those two old guys. Yeah, and those guys were, I want to be like those guys when I get old. Oh, wait a minute, I'm already old. All right, we're going to continue. It's Free for All Friday, so we're going to continue to talk a little bit about what Trump said and what Bruce Springsteen said. But also, we've got to talk about what Kid Rock said. I want you to think about this statement. We're going to talk more about it. Plus, I got to tell you about, it's actually not my nephew. It's my niece's son, Luke. And there's an issue at his school. I'm not going to name the school, but I want to tell you about the issue. But also, Kid Rock talks about why there is a low birth rate in America. He's got the answer. He's got the reason. We'll talk about that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.